Hello.
Hey, it's Rosalind.
Who's calling, please?
Hey, this is Jerome Pratt with CVA. You had spoke with Sid, one of our associates, earlier. I'm just calling about the 1317 North 30th Street.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. How's your day doing today?
Oh, so far, so good. It ain't too bad.
Well, that is good. That's good. It could be more to complain about then.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I know Sid had told me some information about the house itself. And, you know, of course, he told me 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, and that you were looking to downsize. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Got you. I know, you know, a big house. Is it just you in there, or is it?
It's just me for right now. I have 5 kids, and they're all grown. They have their own places. And so I've been here for about 6 months in the house because I was renting the properties that I own. I was renting this one out. And my tenant decided to move because she got some kind of certificates or something, and I wasn't accepting those certificates, you know, and that was fine. And so I allowed her to come out, her lease, to, you know, take advantage of that.
Well, that was very nice of you, for sure.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear that, you know, people try to do right by other people nowadays still.
There you go. Yeah, well, some of us do still.
Yeah. Listen, I hear you, and more of us need to do so. But that's definitely good to hear. I know you said you had 5 other children. None of them were interested in living that house at all.
They want me to keep the house for their children. And, you know, I thought about it, but I told them I'm going to go ahead and sell this one. And then when they get of age, then, you know, maybe we'll go back to that again because I do have all the properties. But what are you guys trying to offer, or what have you come up with, or have you come up with anything, or what's going on?
Yes, ma'am. I'd pretty much be presenting you an offer. I definitely do just have to get a little bit more, like, you know, last information about the home, any updates you made. I know you've talked to Sid about, like, you know, windows, roofs, and carpets. But we just asked the age, things of that nature. And really just understand your situation.
The age?
Yes.
Okay. Well, y'all didn't, nobody went online and checked the year the house was built and all that stuff, or?
Oh,
is that what you're talking about? Okay. Well, what age? What age you need? What you need?
Of things like, you know, roof, HVAC.
I told them. Okay. Well, there is no HVAC here in the home.
Gotcha.
But the windows and the roof was replaced in 2013.
Got you. So that's not crazy long ago, but it could be time for that family once they get into it.
Exactly. Okay.
Have you had any other issues or anything going on with the home itself?
No, nothing major, you know. Like I said, I put some carpet down, but problem with the plumbing and all that. No, I haven't had any major problems, no, sir.
Got you. Well, I mean, that's good to hear. You're one of the lucky ones. I tell you, so many people have crazy stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
And did you have any timeline that you wanted to be back? Where were you from again? I think you said that you were trying to move
I'm here from Virginia, but I've lived back and forth in North Carolina and in Georgia. And that's where most of my children are. I have one of my sons still here in Virginia, so I was thinking about going back south. So I'm not sure yet, but, I mean, I can move out whenever. I told the guy, I think, 30 to 60 days.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's normal closing time anyways. You know, it takes time for the title and everything to get over. And you said you had other properties. Had you ever sold one for cash before?
Yep, I sold one to the VCU.
Oh, wow.
You've heard of VCU school? My grandparents left me a home that had 3 levels. But that's not what I'm selling now. I've sold that house and I have others, but this is the one I'm interested in maybe going to sell again.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just asking if you had been
through it. I understand. Yeah, I understand. Yep, I've been through it before. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And also, with the home itself, it's labeled as a 3-bed, 2-bath, but I know you had talked to Sid and said it was 4 bedrooms. Had you added any additions?
See, I don't know where they get that from, but when my mom purchased his home in 74, it was 4 bedrooms. It was 5 of us in here, so it was 4 bedrooms.
Gotcha.
Yep, and they're still the original rooms, yeah, so I don't know why they got it listed as 3. It's never been 3, it's always been 4.
I don't know either. You know, sometimes all these systems aren't perfect, so they're sometimes a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, it's all good. We're still able to, you know, get to terms with numbers and things like that. And
okay.
With that 4th bedroom, just to verify, it still has a closet in there as well, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the rooms have closets, yeah.
Got you. And if there were any changes you'd want to make to the house to stay, I mean, what would you do?
I really wouldn't. Let me see here. What would I do if I had to make changes? I don't know. I'd probably make the rooms bigger, make all the rooms bigger. Yeah.
No, all the older homes in Richmond, I feel like, have that same thing going on.
Yeah, especially the master bedroom, make that bigger. Yeah, but other than that, I wouldn't.
Got you. You said all your children. I'm just gathering up everything. You said your kids are in the South. You're trying to go back. And I know, you know, it's important to be near family. I'm a family person myself. All my family is luckily still in Virginia, so I don't have to go too far.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah.
You know, especially when you got 5 babies. I'm sure you have a lot of patience.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Yes, ma'am. So with that being said, is there anything you have to, I guess, clean out of the property or want to take with you on your next move? Or?
No, I mean, really, I can go and buy all new stuff, but I would probably take, you know, because I have my son's bedroom set and I have furniture in all the rooms. They're set up like bedrooms, so when my family or friends come by, you know, if they're staying over, there's a room they can go into. So I would have 4 rooms to, you know, to get cleared out. So, yeah.
Got you. And I'm just asking because, you know, I want to make sure that we figure out a solution that makes sense. You know, I want to include expenses to move, things of that nature in the amount that I, you know, present to you. Just wanted to see. And had you received any other offers on the home at all or gone through this process before?
I have some other offers.
Okay. Do you mind me asking why, what was wrong with those offers? I mean, I'm just
I'm just considering some offers, and what I was going to do is by the end of this month, depends on the offers that come in, I was going to sit down with my family and just, you know, because I'm the one that's going to have to make a decision, not them.
Yeah.
But I wanted them to give their input on, hey, you know, you was offered this, now what is going to cost you to move, or if you move in with one of us, or, you know,
Yeah.
I've been getting a few offers, but I haven't committed to anything as of yet.
Got you. Is there like a dream number you're waiting on to commit, or?
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear it.
Yeah. I like when you say, give me the number, okay?
Yeah, that's it. I want to hear the number, you know. But like I said, you know, I'm just waiting to hear that number, and when I hear it, then I'm gonna be able to talk fast.
I definitely understand.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Is there any reason you haven't gone about listening, or
what? Listening through a realtor?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I did that before with another property, and I'm like, it took forever. And then I wanted to just be out of the house. I don't want to have people coming in while I'm living here. I want to be able to move my things out, you know, because you can't get a better view of a property if somebody's there. You can see it, you know, and visualize, but if there's nothing in the property, you can really see what you want to see. You know, people want to see walls, the floors, and, you know, walk on them and just, you know, it's a lot to that. So I've been through that too. So I'd rather just go ahead on and, you know, be out the house or at least have most of my stuff out so the family or the new owners can really get a look and see, because you can't tell what's going on with me. My bed, and I got a king size. Well, I got a king size. My boy got a king size bed in here. So that takes up just about a lot of the space, but I would want to really see what the house look like. And if you got all this, you know, furniture, dressers, and it's hard to kind of imagine, you know, you can imagine putting your stuff in, what to do, but I'd rather you be able to see it all. If you're going to see it all.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. Plus, the hassle of all the closing costs, a lot of other people getting your, you know, your cut
of
people, it can be a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, with that being said, I know you had said you were waiting on your dream number. I mean, what is your dream number for you to receive on this house?
Well, once we get to it, I'm going to tell you.
Okay. I understand.
You let me know what you can offer, and whatever you say, I'm not going to be offended or, you know, get mad or hang up. But, hey, business is business. So whatever you say, hey, this is what we can offer you. And if that's what you can offer, then, you know, I'll ponder over it and figure out what I want to do. And if I decide, if you hadn't, you know, made a decision with somebody else by then, you know, then maybe we can sit down and talk. But I'm just looking to hear what is out there as far as offers.
Got you. So you're not looking to do anything specifically today or within the next week or so?
I mean, it's a possibility. I'm not going to say no, because like I said, if everything seems like where I want to be as far as purchasing it, then, I mean, I can get this stuff out because I can get my boys here and, you know, get U-Hauls or whatever I need to get. They can take their room stuff, you know, a week's time, you know, hey, look, let's get this stuff. We need to get it moved out, storage or whatever, you know, so.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And I'm not in no, you know, dire rush to say I have to sell, because I don't. My home is paid for. But, you know, if I, you know, I'm ready, you know, but it's too much for me. You know, I don't even use my other room, like I said, unless someone's coming to visit, you know, my girlfriends or something is staying at night and my grandchildren come. But I'm in one room, you know.
Yeah. No, I can understand that. There's only one of you, and there's a lot of space, so.
That's right, yeah. And so that's extra vacuuming. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to. So when I vacuum or cleaning, I'm still going in these rooms and wiping down or whatever. And I'm tired of doing it. I'm retired. I retired early. So I didn't retire. And I'm just relaxed. I just come back from a 15-day cruise. I'm tired.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Listen, congratulations on the retiring and the cruise.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I think it's
so,
as due. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I completely understand.
Okay.
And
so you figure out whatever they can come up with, or whatever you decide that your people can come in and, you know, or want to come in with the offer, and just let me know, and we can go over it then.
Yeah, no, I'm able to present it to you now.
I prefer to call back later or go talk to some more people. Okay.
I am able now. I'm just trying
okay.
to yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to structure this. So there are multiple different ways to do a cash sale. Of course, you could do just straight up, you know, cash in your pocket to you. And, you know, that would be just dollars from us straight to you. You can also do a novation. I don't know if you're familiar with that. but
a little bit. But you tell me what your innovation, what you do with your innovation.
Yeah. So that's where, you know, we agree upon that dream number that works for you and everybody involved. So that way we're able to put your home, not like a listing, but to have it be available to our network of investors that want to come that number. So it's like you having to, you're being able to list it without having to, all these people come in over and over again and have to worry about all of that. That's how we're able to get to a little bit higher of numbers, but it can take, you know, it can take a little bit of time, like I'd say 30 to 60 days that you're looking for. So it does a lot. So that can be an option. And I'm talking about this too because I will be able to present you a cash number at the end of this conversation. It's just I also want to let you know there are ways to try and still get the absolute max possible. Because, you know, cash offers, it's not always at 100%. It's not always at retail value. Because you're cutting out, you know, closing costs, the middleman, showings, all of that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, so I just want to be transparent and let you know I'm thinking just about your situation of two options that we can go.
Okay.
And I mean, how does that sound to you? The idea.
Okay. That don't sound bad. Yeah. Novation.
Yes, ma'am. It's like listing without the hassle. You go straight to the people with money.
Okay. Well, I understand that. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yes, ma'am. So we can. I don't blame you. So with that being said, I mean, numbers are the easy part of this, and I don't want you to, you know, dislike me from just putting out a cash offer. I mean,
No, I ain't gonna dislike you. No, I probably like you even more.
Yeah,
because you're being honest. Let me tell you something. Because you're being honest, and you know, like I said, cash price or the novation price or however we do it, you know, it's fine by me. You know, like I say, you know, it's just an offer and either I'm willing to accept it or I'm not. That's nothing I can get mad at. You may come up with something ridiculous. I'm like, you know, thinking to myself, and this man must think I'm crazy. But yes. I'm not going to offend you and you're not going to offend me by saying something because, hey, that's part of this game and I know about it. So, you know, either I can say, yes, I can work with you with that, or no, I cannot.
Yes.
You know, and you'll move on to the next person, and it's fair. And I'm going to move on to the next person, which is fair. You know,
yes.
I don't want to sugarcoat nothing. And, you know, because if I can't work with whatever you say, I'm going to just tell you, no, I think I'm hold on to it a little longer or whatever. You know, so, you know, it's fair. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to have no problems with you after this conversation if we can't, you know, come on the same connection.
Well, so, I appreciate that. I do.
Yeah. I do.
And here are my findings. So the county assessment of your property is right at 133, just to let you know. The Zillow, you know, all of those other outlets, you're right around that 180 mark. What would be ideal on our side of things to have no risk would be to come in around like 135, 140.
Okay, so that's what your company would offer. Between 130 and 140.
That would be, you know, kind of like a no risk situation. But from that, where would you want or more to be at, or more or less?
Oh no, I'd want to be at least close to 190, 200. Yeah.
Closer to 190, 200.
Yeah. So we wouldn't be in the same ballpark. But I do thank you for calling me. You know,
Miss Rosalind, that wasn't my offer end all. That was
oh,
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I said, well, wait a minute. This ain't where I'm at. So, well, you know, I was thanking you. Yeah, but I wanted to thank you for calling me, you know, because you didn't have to call. You know, so I was going to just hang up and move on. But
no, you're fine. You're fine, Ms. Rosalyn. I was just telling you, like, no risk. That's where, you know, we would like to be, have no risk in this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's what the market is. It's a risk when it comes to fluctuation.
That's right. It's a risk regardless. That's right. It's a risk taker.
Ma'am.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. So I'd love to meet you more on your side of things. And I do always have to take into consideration. I want you to take into consideration, even at $190, $200 to do it retail, we would still have to take in the cost, closing costs, things like that. So we do take care of all of your closing costs, so that way you don't. So any number that I'm talking about goes straight to you in your pocket. I just want to let you know that as well.
That's right.
But with that being said, I could meet you at, one second. I'm just doing math.
Yeah, you go ahead. You purchased in this area before, or just home would maybe, okay.
Yes,
you got something already in this area or in this block. Would you have anything in this block or you building?
Oh, yeah, we do within the area. I have to just look into our recent purchases to figure out if anything has been within the block or not.
Okay.
But I can say, you know, there have been some purchases, like, one second. There was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath in Churchill that was purchased. Some of the size, 1078 square feet for $112. But that was, you know, it was a little bit more rundown of a property. From just speaking with you, you know, it doesn't sound like, I mean, you're living in the home, and I'm sure you live
yeah.
So, you know, I don't think
it's
crazy or anything like that.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, we probably just, of course, like, you know, try to make those updates to the kitchen and bathrooms, things of that nature.
Okay.
But regardless, let me get back to these numbers. For a cash offer, I want to be trying to meet you on your side of things at
$157,483.
Yes, ma'am. That would be
the cash offer.
Yes, ma'am. And that's just because we don't know. We know we'd have to do at least $30,000 of updates to, like, kitchens, bathrooms, things of that nature. Because, you know, like I said, I know it's not, you know, run down or anything, but just to get it up to, like, you know, 2024 standards, we do that with all.
Yeah, okay. I understand that. Yes, sir. I understand
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am. Now,
what company, wait a minute, what company you say you would again? Make sure I got the right name.
Yes, ma'am. We're with CVA Homes.
CBA, right, yeah, that's what I got, CBA.
Yep, right at Ashland, Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, right on the airstrip.
Ashland.
But I do want to at least go over, well, let me back it up. Where's your head at with the $157,483?
My head ain't got there yet, but I wrote it down. I mean, I even got property out there, Ruth Glen, on Glen Island.
Uh-huh.
I got some, there's a property out there, just empty. But look, I know you're trying to work something out. What's your name again, sir? I forgot what you said. I didn't write that down.
You're fine. My name is Jerome Pratt.
Jerome, okay.
Yes,
Jerome.
Now, I do want to let you know that, we had talked about innovation with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that number would definitely be a little different. That would meet you even more on your side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd feel confident with our ability to novate at around 185.
Okay, 185. Now, novation, we're getting there.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
What that does is that just allows us to list it to our investors. So that way you don't have to worry about updating anything. The home is still first. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about having all mm-hmm. these showings and this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It really just, you know, allows you to get the most, and as well as, you know, us to pretty much represent you in that.
Okay.
Would that sound like the best option for you and your situation as of right now?
Money-wise, yeah, but I don't have no situation. But let me ask you this, here, Jerome.
Yes, ma'am.
With the novation part of it, that's where you just get buyers yourself, and they, I guess, see what you have, and then they go ahead and make an offer. Or I know it, you were saying it's not like having a realtor come out and with the prospective buyer, and they walk through your home and, you know, this and that. So yours is a little set up a little different with the novation.
Yes. So how it goes is we reach an agreement of that 185 to novate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's guaranteeing you that you, once that property is sold, you get 185 flat to you. You don't have
okay.
to worry about closing costs or anything like that. It really just guarantees you that number once that home has been sold.
So, okay.
And you don't have to have, you know how, like, you know, with listing a home, you have open houses every weekend and coming in all the time. It's mm-hmm. not like that. I can say from time to time, we do have certain investors want to, like, go look at the outside.
Okay.
But that's far and few between. It's not like every weekend or anything like that that you would normally mm-hmm. list. Would that be something that you would be comfortable with?
Well, I would be comfortable with that. As long as somebody can call me and, you know, let me know that I'm going to be on your property walking around, or I need to get inside or whatever, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not home all the time. I do a lot of traveling now, so I may not be here. And if I have someone here, one of my children or my neighbors watching my home, I want them to know, hey, I got, you know, one of my realtors is coming by, or, you know, something like that. So, but that would be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I completely understand that. And we do always work on your time, and we do get 24 hour notice.
Okay.
No, we try to keep communication really positive and good throughout the process, because the last thing you need is a headache.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I sure don't need one. Mm-mm.
You or me either. So we really mm-hmm. do, you know, keep the process as simple as possible. We take care of everything while you just agree to the number that you want, and we make sure to get you that through our network of investors. So it's very simple, and it does a lot of the time line up with the time frame of just normal closing. 30 to 60 days is really all it takes to do so. So it's kind of like a best of both worlds situation,
mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay, Jerome, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, and I mean, with that being said, is that an option you'd go to present to your children?
The novation one would be something that I would have to kind of ponder over a little bit. But
mm-hmm.
like I said, you come close to me, so, you know, and if I don't have to pay any closings and all the other kind of inspections and stuff,
exactly.
and you said all that was be included, and I would have maybe once or twice a month, maybe, you know, maybe depending on the investor that may want to see the inside or, you know, see the
mm-hmm.
outside. I don't know, but I know you said that be all taken care of through you.
Yes, ma'am. We would let you know you are not going to have random people coming on your property ever.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, no, we're very straightforward, very easy to work with.
Okay.
It really is just a win-win situation, because I've tried to get a little warmer to your side of things.
Yeah. Well, you're getting warm. I'm telling you that. You're definitely warm.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that, and,
okay.
you know, I really would love to be an option for you, because a lot of these companies, they'll lock up a number and then start to dial it back, you know.
Yes, I've been there and heard that too. That's right. Some of them, they tell me where I want to be, but then after they come out with they have to do this and pay this and pay that. I'm like, okay, well, so I'm not going to get what I want, so you're going to get what you want, but I ain't, no. Mm-mm, no, we ain't going to work like that. So,
I do.
Okay. Well, I look here, Jerome, I appreciate it, and I know you said to be around 185, and I'm going to figure up some numbers and ponder around on this number myself and just see, you know, is this what I really want to do with that number? And because, like I said, that Novation, I really do like how that is set up. And like you said, you know, the other fees I wouldn't have to pay. I'm really liking that. So I may be able to work with you with this. But, you know, if I can call you or you can call me back, say, Thursday.
Okay.
And I'll know for sure what I'm going to do because my daughter's off tomorrow, but my son and daughter's off, I believe, Wednesday. So if I can call you back or Thursday, if you can call me back, and maybe we have a better understanding which way we're going to go with this.
Okay. That works.
All right.
What time on Thursday would be best for you?
Thursday about this time be fine. That'd be fine. Yep.
Okay. So around 3 the same time.
Sounds fine. Yep. Jerome, thanks again for calling me, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Rosalyn. And feel free to call me back if you have any questions or concerns in the meantime.
I will. And you enjoy the rest of your day, sir. All right. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.